This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Praise Yahweh. We got a good one going for you tonight as we are in the tares and the wheat. We're going to try to separate the two, the chaff also from the wheat. You know, there's chaff, actually, that has to be separated also. Not only is there tares that must be separated, there is also chaff. And this chaff is Israelites, or the Caucasian race, that will not be worthy to enter in to the foundational kingdom because they have failed to address the doctrinals and to keep his word. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's something for you to do tonight. You just certainly must become a doer of his word, not a hearer. And so then we're going to address the three issues, the wheat, the tares, and the chaff. We're going to stir in the pot here and see what comes out of the word and what it is that we must do to find him in peace. Now, here it is in Luke chapter 14:24, but I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden to supper shall taste of my supper. Well, you know, David said taste of Yahweh to see that he is good. So then, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to eat the word, the Bible said, take and eat it all. It is sweet in your mouth, but bitter in the belly. It's a hard saying. Who can hear it? And better yet, who can do it? Vicious people just use all kinds of excuses. Well, we're not under that system no more. Glory to God, we don't have to do that no more. Glory to God, we're not doing that no more. And glory to God, we don't have to do that no more. And glory to God. No, that's not glory to God. Here is the glory of God, that you love him and keep his commandments. For if you say that you love him, and you want to glorify him, and keepeth not his commandments, you're a liar. So it's just that simple, praise Yahweh. So who are they, who are these that, he said, were bidden to the supper, but didn't come? He said, ain't going to taste of it. Ain't going to get nothing to eat here. It's close. He said, you will seek me, but you won't find me. Who's these that are going to seek him? It is those who are privileged to come and dine with the master, but refuse to do so because of the principles of the world. Some married a wife. Some bought a yoke of oxen. All these excuses, ladies and gentlemen, are not going to hold water for those bidden that will not taste. That's the chaff. We're going to talk about those tonight, along with the wheat and the tares, as we are in the two covenant processes. Bring the two covenants back to a state of reality to where we can understand exactly what is going on here in the world. Now, before I get into the message tonight, if you will, turn to Romans 16:25. And we will begin right there in Romans 16:25. And let me make an important announcement again tonight. We will be in celebration of Passover. We're keeping the second Passover, by the way, Numbers chapter 9, for those in a far journey, or those that have, if you will, tasted in the far journey, those that have really saw him, those that have hungered and thirsted for him, and those that will awaken, awake, O Israel, and return back to the covenants. Well, we don't do those things no more. Glory to God, Pastor Buddy. Hallelujah. You know, I hear these unbelievers, they call me up, and they say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, you're back there under the old law, the old covenant. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something. What is the old covenant? The old covenant was the one he gave to Abraham. The modern covenant was actually given to Moses. So the same covenant that I proved last night that was given to Abraham, Christ come to invoke this covenant. As we all know, he was the inheritor of the covenant promise, he and all the sons that were given to him. Now, he bids you to come, and whosoever will come, let him take the water of life freely. There is conditions on this contract for accepting. After you get in, the conditions cease. There's no more condition, or there's no more offering for your sin. You see, once those sins are under the blood, you're washed, sanctified, and sealed, S-E-A-L-E-D, sealed, until the day of redemption. Oh, now, that cuts the old devil to the heart, because, you know, he's wanting to save you one minute and lose you the next. Well, see, God don't play that kind of a game. He that saves you is able to keep you, and have not the potter over the clay, Romans 9:21, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Now, ladies and gentlemen, here it is in plain language. There's some that are made tares that are made for dishonor. There are some wheat that are made to honor. There are some between neither hot nor cold. These are the chaff that will be spewed out of his mouth. Oh, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. They say and do not. They criticize those that do things.
Well, you ain't got no Bible for building them altars, glory to God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you could just do a serious search in the Bible, what's wrong with building an altar, by the way? Give me one positive thing wrong with an altar. You say, well, it's because you said so. No, it's because God said so. And from the 8th chapter of Genesis to the 20th verse, from there begins the actual evidence of altar building designed by Almighty God, aligned by Almighty God. The instructions and the covenant of Saul is all in there, and yet we've got those that won't keep it because they're sayers. Oh, they talk the talk. But when it comes to walking the walk, no, they ain't fed. Why? Because they're in darkness. They're children of darkness. They're chaff. Oh, yeah, they look good, talk good, walk good. And for preachers, make long prayers. Oh, yeah, they pray. Oh, yeah, they'll get in trouble. Oh, God, save me. Oh, God, save me. The guy that worked in the coal mine was a bitter, envious joker. And back here in the Kentucky mountains of southeastern southeastern Kentucky, that would be right across the border here from Tennessee, where we're at in the southeastern part of Tennessee. This guy was a very blasphemous guy. He cursed God. He was an atheist. And in the coal mine, working one day, all the men knew him and feared most of them wouldn't work with him because he was an atheist. But one day, a rock fell out of the roof of the mine and fell on him. And he was moaning and groaning and calling on God, oh, God, save me. And, of course, the rescue party ran into the room where he was working, dug him out of the coal and the debris, and moved the large boulder off of his legs. Both legs was crushed. And he was screaming to the top of his voice, oh, God, save me. And so they got him outside, and one of the brethren that had heard his testimony said, hey, brother, who's that you were calling on? I didn't think you believed in God. And he made a remark that I think is very fitting here. He said, that was before that rock fell on me. Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to wait for the rock to fall on you? And are you going to let it grind you to powder? Or are you going to repent, turn from your ways and turn unto the biblical ways, love him and fear him and keep his commandments in as much as you can. As I owe you a man, by the way, to fear God and keep his commandments, for God so ordained it to be so. Well, we don't have to do this, we don't have to do that. I get so sick of hearing these people. I mean, they just take little portions of the Bible of their little bailbox church, whatever they jingle jangle on. They're more interested in tradition of Christmas and Easter and all these pagan things. And that's the chaff. these are they that are called bitten, you wouldn't come. They're going to be blown away. The fan is in the master's hand, and he will come at the separation day. Not only will he take care of the tatters, here is the fearful thing for Israel. He will also blow off the chaff. Now, this chaff was the Aryan race. They were bitten to the supper, wouldn't come, refused to walk in, refused to keep commandments, refused to keep Sabbath, criticizing, envious, full of hatred, spite, love the world, things of the world. You can look at them and tell. Worldly, love the world, fast cars, pretty women, beer, wine, drugs, violence, TV, pleasure seekers, and things of this nature. That's all they're into. They're not into study. They're not into the keeping of the word. So then the potter does have power over the clay. And some are fitted for destruction. Some are made natural brute beast made to be taken and destroyed in the fire. And the way things look, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy going to go on record to say it ain't going to be very long. Now, if he come in the next 50 years, that'd be a short time. If you had to build a reputation for or by your own doings to make your election and calling sure, and the Bible said, strive to enter into straight gate, and this is what all this is about. They said, these men that are bidden ain't going to taste my supper. That's the chaff that he's going to blow away. Not long as he comes to remove the tares, he's going to remove some chaff. You say, I'm white and I'm right. Glory to God. Well, if you're white, white don't make you right. You got to do something, and the Bible is very plain on what you must do to be saved, what you must do. And he said, I'll give the Holy Spirit to them that obey me. Those people have never been touched with the Holy Spirit. They're touched with the 23rd chapter of their own imaginations, that they're right, as it is written in the Bible. Hear it. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your... Who's the foolish? These are the ones that could, they were vessels fitted to honor, but instead of being filled with the Spirit, they were filled with the world and things of the world and become worldly. And said, oh, it don't mean that. I study the Bible, and here's what it means. They give you their interpretation, and then they give you their tradition, and then instead of being doers of the Word, I don't criticize nobody does anything in the Bible along this Bible. You got two scriptures, lean on it. God ain't going to let you down. Don't worry about what the heathen say. They're going to criticize you. Your most severest critics will be the chaff. You know why? Because they can see the reality in serving the true and living God, but they can't commit. They're the ones that's miserable. They're the ones that's full of bitterness and envy and spite and hate. They just can't make the grade. They talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk. Always full of talk, but never full of the walk. A walker, a man that is purposed to walk on the straight and narrow path is not the foolish. It was the wise. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Who are you going to follow? You got to follow somebody that says, oh, I don't mean that. Oh, we don't do that no more. But we got a Christmas play. We got Halloween coming up. Oh, we've got the Easter service bonnets ready. Glory to God. And Easter baskets and the little Easter egg hunt that we're going to organize for the children. We're going to have Santa Claus to come and give out presents at the church. Now, bring you little children. Ladies and gentlemen, instead of being about the Father's business in covenant keeping and in Sabbath keeping, better you tried than never try. Better to try and fail than to never try. It is those that try. Oh, you say, well, you can't keep the Sabbath day. Holy glory to God. You don't even know what day it is. Glory to God. Ladies and we got so many critics that despise those that try to keep it. it makes it hard on those that's trying because it discourages and almost defeats it. But the Bible said, if thou first be a willing mind, this is acceptable. Matthew 15:14 said, let them alone. They be blind, and let them follow the blind. Notice this, but the wise answered, saying, not so. We ain't going to give you none of our wine or our oil. At least they'd be not enough for our lamps. But go rather to them that sell. Isn't that a strange thing? The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. The truth is for sale, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing the truth tonight. Would you like to buy some truth? You say, well, what's it cost? You don't have a price on it. It is priceless. This is the joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you got to be man enough or woman enough to put on the whole armor. Otherwise, don't even try to make the trip because you'll be like the chaff that's going to be blown away in the wind when the Father comes. And the wind and the hail and the storm beats upon your foundation and it crumbles because you're on the sand. The eroding of the word. That means that they undermine the word. Oh, well, he didn't really mean that. We don't do that no more. Glory to God. You can give them book, verse, and chapter. And they don't mean anything to them. It doesn't faze them, but you give them Christmas and Halloween, and you give them all these pagan holidays, and oh, glory to God. What's their eyes light up? You mean I'm going to get a Christmas thing? Can I find the prize egg? I'm telling you, can I put on a evil face on Halloween and go with the church at tricking and a treating? That's what they teach the children. They don't teach them the divine principle like the Bible said. The Bible says to teach your children Passover. And when they ask these questions, what's this for? A lot of people don't even know that on the 10th day you put up a lamb, and on the 14th at the evening of the going down, you kill it, and then on the 15th you eat it. It's that simple. A meal sacrificed not unto God, but unto the family of Israel. We got away from those things and went to Easter, cooking ham instead of lamb. Oh, they boil in hams. You're not supposed to even boil a lamb. Little Roma ham. You're supposed to roast the lamb with fire, and yet they boil the ham. These boiled hams, man, they's more of them sliced on Easter. You know what Easter's all about? The worship of the sun. Easter. It's a pagan holiday incorporated into Christianity, and it's took a hold, and the Bible said, my children love to have it so. To do good, they know not to be evil. Their feet are swift to run to evil. But he said, them that blaspheme against the Holy Ghost shall never have forgiveness. You better watch what you say. The tongue is an unruly evil. Oh, it lets out a lot of things. It says a lot of things. But there is a judgment day coming when every word will be weighed and tried in the balance. Give us your oil. But rather go to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him unto the marriage, and the door was shut. Same scenario in the days of Noah. The door was shut. The door was shut. Don't let the door be shut on you. You say, well, I'm white, Pastor Buddy, and I belong to this, and then I belong to that church, and glory to God. And I've been saved, honey, I glory to God. What's the first commandment? Oh, no, let me see. Well, I don't really study the Bible that much. Pastor Buddy, I got bad eyes, and really, my job don't permit me to really read. I watch TV and read the paper, though. I can tell you what the TV line up with. I've got TV Guide. Damn. These heathen chaff that profess with their mouth, but their heart is far from them. They'll be damned in the wind that blows them away, never to rise again. in the presence of Almighty God. The door was shut on the chaff. Wasn't shut on the tares. The tares never had the door presented to open it. They were natural brute beasts made to be taken in the destroyed in the fire. These are the tares. They're bundled and burned. There's no door of opportunity of salvation for them. But it's those who were bidden that won't come to take of the supper. He said, verily I say unto you, they shall not taste of my supper. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to practice a little bit on the Passover supper. Maybe you'd get some understanding about what in the world happened back there 2,000 years ago. Maybe you could see the reality as reality is presented to you. As the scripture said, teach this to your children. We'll be in Passover on the 25th day, beginning in May. That's on a Saturday night, foot washing, preparation meal. With the Passover was a preparation meal where he took the cup and the bread and he girded himself with a towel. Wasn't Passover. These heathen that believe it was and teach it to be so have been deceived by the very ones that came to do it and to change the word of God from the truth to a lie. And the world believes a lie and a few that'll believe the truth. I'm looking for the few. I'm not hunting for the many. We're not the many, we're the few. I'm hunting for the few tonight with the truth of the two covenant principle, the tares and the wheat. With the third injection here tonight, what it maybe you hadn't thought of, the chaff. Remember what the Bible said? The seed was sown into the ground, sprang up on stony ground and had no root in itself, endured for a while. Some of them make a good run, a good start. Oh, they're on fire. I guarantee I baptized over 1,000 people. They made a start, and they started out good, but they got cold, indifferent, separated, or think that they know it all, get very calloused and bitter and envious, puffed up. The first thing you know, they've slid back away from the Father, away from the fire, and the fire goes out. And the light goes out. For these, those that are coming before him, said, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You better watch. You better stay hot. Because if you're not hot or cold, he said, I'll spew out of my mouth. The chaff is the lukewarm people. Oh, I'm okay. Pastor Buddy gets all excited and he gets alarmed. He's an alarmist. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a day when the sun don't come up. What are you going to do then? You're going to hunt a pastor. You're going to hunt a shepherd. You're going to have somebody to baptize you in repentance in the name of God. Yeah, you're going to call. You're going to seek him, but you ain't going to find him. That's why the pastor and the prophets and the teachers are getting very scarce today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a good thing because it's the will of the Spirit. Turn them over to reprobated mind to believe a lie made out. I'm coming back after the break with the two covenant principles, and we're injecting the third one here tonight, the chaff. We're talking about them tonight. We're coming back. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We are in Romans 16:25. Let me read it to you. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of our Messiah, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Notice this now, verse 26. This is the one that we want to look at. But now is made manifest. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a movement. I'm telling you, there is a stirring of the eagle's nest. We are now Jacob Israel in a far country. And our eyes are being anointed with eyesight. Men and women are raising up all over this country. Faithful men and women that are calling upon the great, divine, magnificent name of Yahweh. And they are responding to the gospel. Now listen to this. By the scriptures of the prophets. By the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations of Israel for the obedience of faith. That's not hard to figure out what or if a person thinks about this. These scriptures have been in man's hands for many centuries. and some very intelligent people have tried to interpret them. There are so many different religious denominations in the world today, and since each one thinks that they are true believers, it can only mean that the truth has been hidden from them. Oh, yeah, they all have a little truth, but they never have all the truth. He said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. But notice what he says in Deuteronomy 31:17. Then my anger shall be kindled against Israel in that day, and I will forsake them. Where is the God of Israel? Have you returned to his altars that have been beaten down and turned into bellish altars?
Oh, we're going to have to do that, don't we, Pastor Buddy?
Well, what about his Sabbaths? Can we return to his Sabbath?
Oh, we don't have to do that no more.
What about his new moon feast?
Oh, we don't have to do that no more.
Man, no wonder this nation has been forsaken by God. And I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, now what day are they talking about? In your day, in our day, in my day. Today's the day of salvation. Right now is the day he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. It is a time of trouble. Waxing worse each day as we live, evil is now taking over. What is evil? Oh, it's good. Christmas, Easter, eating, drinking, being merry, money in the bank, three-car garage, wife happy, she's at Wally World. You're on the couch with a bag of potato chips and a bud, and you are watching the NBA. Life's never been better. By the way, I know there was dust all over it. Your precious papers put in there and you dare anybody to pick it up. You don't know the first scripture. You couldn't quote a half of one without misquoting it and misappropriating the truth. No wonder this has been hid. No wonder God Almighty, Yahweh, has hid his face from this heathenistic chaff-induced world where there's little wheat, a lot of chaff, and a whole lot of tares. I'll repeat that. Little wheat, few there be that find it. Wheat. Those that's paid the price, that are wear the crown, those that have stood the test of time, those that have put on the armor, those that, when they get knocked down, get up and try it again. That's the people that will make it the kingdom, those that continue in his word. We got these word billifiers. No, they're perfect to hear them tell it. Everybody else is wrong but them. Well, I know Easter is a little pagan, Pastor Buddy, but Lord, God, we have such a good time here. He only so good. You know, it's Passover. That's what we call it. We call it Easter. Damn. The evils of this generation, God said. He said, I'll damn them all who turn their back from my laws and covenants and walk away from me. It would be better for them in the days that I'm judging them. It would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for them. It would be better for those cities that I destructed and the terror of Siloam fell on. It will be more tolerable for them, and it will be for this generation. These evils have come upon us because our God is not among us. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which shall be wrought in that they are turned unto other gods. The gods of pleasure is the greatest God in this land today. The God of pleasure. You know, if the building ain't 72 air-conditioned degrees, you don't have to go over there to the old stuffy preacher. All he's wanting is money anyway. You'd rather stay home and watch television, man, because it's more enjoyable. You'd rather read some kind of funny book than to read the Word of God. You've turned your face away from God into your gods of pleasure, into your gods of gluttony. Oh, see you, Burger King. Here comes the commercial, and it's the window suggests you had a run out of Burger King and have it your way. and you've been so spoiled and pampered, there's a famine in the land, not for bread or water, but for hearing the word. Ladies, when are we going to return back to God? When is this nation going to wake up out of its slumber and sleep? When are we going to rise up and take back our country? That's the message tonight of the tares, the wheat, and the chaff. Psalms 81, verse 11, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. Isn't that the way it is today, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't the prophets that preach truth, aren't they ridiculed? Aren't they persecuted? Aren't they spoken evil of? So that it would be fulfilled by the prophet, Lord, who's believed our report. They have killed your prophets, and all the day long they have blasphemed that worthy name. So I gave them up unto their own lust in their own hearts, and they walked in their own counsel. Well, I believe in Christmas. I know I can't read it, but I believe it. That's God's birthday, and I'm going to celebrate it on the 25th of December because I want my Christmas present. Well, I know I'm going to keep Easter over at the Sunrise Baptist. Oh, my God, what's wrong with this world? What's wrong with our people? Proverbs 1:24, because I have called and you refuse, that's what's wrong. I've stretched out my hand and to a gainsaying and disobedient people, you've not regarded, but you have set at naught my counsel and would have none of my reproof. Reproof means you're being corrected. You're going to get up and do something. Why don't you go build you an altar somewhere in the woods and pray?
Oh, I don't believe in getting on an altar now. Glory, I know.
That's true, you don't. You won't have none of God's counsel. Noah built an altar. Abraham built an altar. Isaac built an altar. Jacob built an altar. David built an altar. Christ built an altar. Every one of them went to their altars. And they didn't go downtown to the local YMCA either. They went to the wilderness where they worshipped. You know, try it sometime. You might feel a little tingle of a spirit. And probably scare you to death and you wouldn't come back, though. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Proverbs 1:25. As you set aside my counsel, when you do, then in verse 26, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, when your fear cometh as a desolation. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that there is a distinct possibility of swift destruction coming upon them when they say peace, peace?
You say, oh, I heard that back at Y2K. I'm done all come up together and glory to God and nothing happened. And you false prophets keep a whining and you doomsday prophets, these ain't going to come. That's what they said about Noah. Oh, they laughed, they mocked, they made fun. A big boat sitting there dry docked. Huh, what is that thing for? Well, it's to float in the water, said Noah. I said, water? Why do we need more water? Water? Well, they found out when the flood came and swept all the evil away, that's the chaff.
It was a chaff that was swept away, ladies and gentlemen. The rest of the world survived because the world, the flood wasn't worldwide, as some most people believe. Only the chaff, only the true blue Adamites that wouldn't hear the message that when a miscegenating and a whoring and the politically correct agenda as they have gone today. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, then shall they call upon me, and I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they won't find me. Ladies and gentlemen, you better already have him found. You better be on an altar somewhere praying. You better be repenting and fasting. You a good week's fast will kill you. you're so full of caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol, and all these other ungodly vices that you use, that a good week's fast, you don't know what a week's fast is. You die of a violent headache. You die of a Big Mac attack. Yeah, you have a Big Mac attack. You're going to have one of these Big Mac attacks one of these days, and it's going to be the Big Mac. It's going to be the real Big Mac. Verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 6, and he said, go and tell this people. Hear you indeed, but understand not. And see you indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make it that their ears are heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted and healed. And in that day, Yahweh of hosts came to weeping, and came a call, gave a call to weeping, to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth, and behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Isaiah 22:12. Man, isn't that what's going on today? Didn't Christ say that in the days he comes, they would be eating and drinking? Well, here it is. It's the quote that he was quoting out of Isaiah 22:12 through 13 and 14. It was revealed here by Yahweh of hosts that surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die. He that believeth shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. That's the chaff. They that believe not, they had a chance. Say, well, now the wicked, are they going to believe, you know? No, the gospel is not for the wicked, the tares. The gospel is for the wheat, or the seeds of potentiality. The word of Yahweh was unto them a precept. Upon precept, line upon line upon line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. That is the chaff. Those that were called and bidden to the supper and wouldn't come. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm preaching you the gospel here in Isaiah 29 verse 9. Listen to that. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry out. Cry. They that are drunken but not with wine. They stagger but not with strong drink. For Yahweh hath poured out upon you the spirit of a deep sleep. And hath closed your eyes. Remember the Bible says by the Apostle Paul in Thessalonians, God shall send them a strong delusion. They'll believe a lie and be damned. Most of the Israelites are in the bell boxes believing lies and being damned because they refuse to plant their wheat or to bring forth a seed or to put the money to the money changers or taste of the supper because they're having it their way at the bell box Burger Kings. Who's the king of the bell box? Satan, the god of this world. That's changed the truth into a lie and caused them to worship the creature more than the creator. He hath closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers and seers hath he covered, and the vision of all is to become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray, and he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. Now, here it is again in Romans 16:25, the revelation of the seal of a mystery which was kept secret from the world begun. Blessed are your eyes, he said, for you see. Blessed are your ears, for you hear, but their eyes are closed and their ears are stopped. Wherefore I will number you to the sword and you to the bow, down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you wouldn't hear, but you did evil before my eyes and did choose that which I delighted not. Ladies and gentlemen, you think God is pleased with Christmas, Easter, Sunday school, bell box steeples, to go to church in the 72-degree temperature constant, where you got a little program handing and everything goes by the rules and regulations and the Spirit of God is barred outside the door when the prophets are standing in the street crying and screaming to preach the everlasting gospel of salvation and they're hated and despised just like they were in the days of Israel. And Christ said, what prophet did I not send unto you that you did not stone and did not persecute and did not speak evil of? Jeremiah 15:1, then said God unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel was cast out of his sight for breaking his laws and covenants. Before Israel can confess him and say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh, they will have to return back to the covenants of Yahweh. And this is the covenant that Pastor Buddy is preaching on tonight in Matthew 13:14. And in them it is fulfilled of the prophet Elias, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive, for the people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest at any time that they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Let alone. Let the blind leaders of the blind follow the blind, and the blind lead the blind, shall both fall into the ditch. The ditch is a deep ditch. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to recover once you have been bitten with the venom of the serpent and the snake of deceit. Then this gospel is hid from your eyes, and you will hear him say in that day, I say unto you that none of you who are bitten shall taste of my supper. They had the invitation. They were bitten. They were worthy to come. They were qualified to come and go, but they wouldn't. And therefore he said, you won't taste because you believe not. Ladies and gentlemen, where are we heading here tonight? We're heading into the revelation of the covenant, the wheat, the tares, and the chaff. We brought the chaff in there especially for Jacob Israel. And you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. I'm Pastor Buddy. And I'm preaching the gospel of the everlasting kingdom to a people that their eyes are in slumber, their ears are stopped. Their tradition is before them. They love their tradition, and full well they reject the commandments of God to keep their own tradition. They are raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars. You know what a wandering star is? Someone that tries to shine without the shepherd. Someone that tries to shine without the flock. Someone that stands in the assemblies of the evil ones so he can be heard or seen. Someone that loves tradition of Easter, Christmas, Halloween, and etc., etc., etc. Learn not the ways of the heathen. Jeremiah 10:1-3. Falling out their own shame. To whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever? He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy. This is the unjust and the filthy. Let them stay that way. But he that is righteous, let him be righteous. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Where are we at tonight? We're coming up on Passover in Andrews, North Carolina. on the evening of the 25th, we will be there in celebration of the preparation meal and foot washing, an old-fashioned foot washing service, and then we will partake of this supper on the 26th. Oh, I can't come now, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. I got too much to do. I just can't do that now. It's just too big of a sacrifice for me to make it. I just can't make it. It's too far away. I don't have enough money. Excuses, excuses, excuses. I called. I bid you to come to my supper, but you wouldn't come. Therefore, you shall not taste. Because, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to have a supper in heaven. We're going to celebrate the Passover in heaven as we pass over from this world into a world of eternity. It'll be called a Passover, and we'll eat it with you and drink it with him in the kingdom. I'm ready to go. Praise Yahweh. Wouldn't it be wonderful? If you'd like to comment on that, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you'd like to write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Post Office Box 2284. Yahweh bless you is my prayer, and we will see you in Andrews, North Carolina, for the fellowship meeting, and we will be doing eight days of our broadcast from Andrews, North Carolina. We'll be live there every evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll be joined by Dr. Jack and by Dr. Gary, my two sponsors here. We'll see you in Andrews, North Carolina, Yahweh willing, to taste of the supper. And whosoever will, let him come. Yahweh bless you, Jacob Bissell. We'll see you tomorrow night. This is the 21st day of May. I'm live and direct here, and we will see you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern Standard Time. See you Sunday night on WWCR, shortwave. Yahweh bless you and fellowship. Thank you.